This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. David is calling from San Diego. What's up, David?
I don't get my wife any gift for 5 years. No Valentine's Day, no Mother's Day, no anniversary, no birthday, no holiday, nothing. Nothing for 5 years, but every 5 years, I get her something really, really nice. I mean, it has to be worth it for her to wait 5 years for it.
Yeah.
But this eliminates the stress of the constant. I had the idea when Hoff was talking about his wife's birthday and Valentine's Day is around the same time. That's where I got that idea, because I was constantly shopping for gifts and spending $200 here and $150.
And then when
there.
Do you give it to her? I don't mind the idea. Sounds interesting. I don't know if it would fly in my household. But when do you give it to her? What day?
Every on our anniversary, wedding anniversary, every 5 years, because I once bought her like a $200 necklace and she stuck it in the drawer after wearing once. I
said, we do waste a lot of money, but now, Dave, do you have the same? Is this reciprocated? Does she not get you anything for 5 years?
No,
how's that work?
I don't need any gifts.
I just want peace and quiet, right?
You know what? You know what my gift is? I get a day off from the kids.
Oh, there you have it. Call of the day. All right, let's get back to the phones here. BT 888-808-101. I did see real quick before we get back to the calls. St. John's dropped one spot. I guess they're ranked 10th now.
They dropped one in the AP, so they went from 9 to 10. I believe they're still 9 in the coaches' poll.
Okay,
they dropped one spot in the AP, though.
Okay, yeah. I just saw that come up there before. I figured you'd get that, get a mention. And they got a game
tomorrow. At DePaul,
At DePaul.
Late
and
night.
Then Sunday's the big one against UConn.
Here comes UConn, the Garden.
Are you going to that when you're doing
I'm
that
doing
game?
It. Oh, okay, yeah, working awesome. With Mink,
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Sean is in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, what's up?
Yeah, I was going to originally call about the Vladdy, but then you guys started talking about the Judge Soto rivalry. And honestly, I think that's just going to be good for baseball, to be honest with you. I personally think both their numbers probably going to be down a little bit, depending on their protection. Because to me, I'm a Yankee fan, diehard Yankee fan, but to me, the toughest job this year is whoever's hitting behind Soto for the Mets. If I'm playing the Mets to at least start the year, Soto's barely getting anything to hit. So whoever bats third few guys proves to me that, all right, they're going to make it pay every time we walk this guy. He had the luxury with the Yankees. I mean, Soto still draws his walks because he got an incredible eye. But you had to pitch to him because Judge was behind him. Now with the Mets, it's either, Vientos or maybe Alonso batting third few guys. To me, they're going to have a lot of pressure in the beginning, because if Soto's always on base and they're not producing, they're going to feel that pressure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I agree with that. And thanks for the call, Sean. I understand what you're saying. They didn't have to pitch to Soto last year because they didn't pitch to Judge either. So they could pitch around Soto and Judge, and the Yankees had nobody else. That was the main focal point of the conversation with the Yankees lineup. Outside of Soto and Judge, there was nobody else. So I think he'll get his BT. I am fascinated, though, to see where he's going to hit in that lineup. I do think that that matters. And the more I think about it, I think the more they can take advantage of having Soto in the lineup if you hit him third. I really feel like if you put him second, I don't, especially if you're going to have Pete hit third, you would have what? You'd have Vientos.
You know
two,
what I would do? Lindor,
Soto
Vientos.
Three. All right, but then if Soto's two, what would you do?
Vientos three. If Soto's two.
That's what I would have done. And then Nimmo four, and then Alonso five.
I would
five,
put Pete four, and then Nimmo five.
I want the righty lefty breakup. But does that lineup maximize taking advantage of Soto on base or getting Soto, you know, the right pitches to hit?
Yeah. I mean, if Lindor plays really well, it does.
Right, because as long as he's on, then they're going to have... Just like Gleyber. When Gleyber got on, you had to pitch a Soto and Judge. You had no choice, really.
Yeah. I mean...
In a postseason, obviously, that was the case.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the one thing about Judge is, you know, the year that he had 62 home runs and an OPS of 1,100 and a WAR of 10 point whatever, he had nothing behind him.
Yeah.
He's used to that. He's very selective.
I think too much is being made of what's behind Soto. Like, nobody focused on that. And he's been on good teams. Sure, the Nationals won a World Series, but I think too much is being made about what's behind him. I do think there are going to be a lot of times where he's on base and the Mets are going to need somebody else to be the big bat. Soto will have his moments. He'll drive in plenty of runs.
Yeah.
Somebody else is going to have to do the damage with, let's say, Lindor and Soto on base. Who's going to be that guy? And that depends on how they structure that lineup.
And that's where the pressure and that's where the anger could set in for Met fans, especially you, because I remember you talking about Juan Soto. Hey, swing the bat. We're not paying you all this money to take Ricky Henderson-style walks here. And I don't think he's going to ever change his approach. He didn't do it at Yankee Stadium with a short porch and right. He still went to left field. He still took his walks there. And, you know, as long as Vientos is what I think most of us think he is and Pete bounces back, which I think he will, then there's no problems. But if Vientos takes a little step back and Pete's a 230 hitter, you know, it's going to be interesting if the Mets offense isn't clicking and Soto's walking a lot, where we go from there.
Yeah, I mean, the more I think about it, I wouldn't probably do it. Okay, so in that scenario, right, then knowing what we know, that the question marks still are going to be who's going to be able to drive in the runs behind Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Not protect him. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Who's going to clean up when he gets on? He doesn't need the protection. Then my question, my counter would be, okay, when we're thinking this out, who do you trust to clean up with Soto, Lindor on base, the next guy in that
Vientos
line? Probably me too,
Vientos,
right? So then, isn't it best if they go Lindor, Soto, Vientos?
Yeah, I personally love the thought of Vientos being sandwiched with Lindor and Soto. Again, the word protection's kind of, we hijack We overstate what it is. I mean, you know, but it matters a little bit. I do like that. I personally do. But I also see the value, even though I think your best hitter should still hit third, despite some stats saying to the contrary. I know it's a bit of an old school take. You know, having Lindor and Soto back-to-back in high-leverage spots is probably as good as it's going to get for the Mets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So in that scenario, Lindor, Soto, Vientos, you get the high-leverage Lindor, Soto pressure on the opponent, and you get the guy who we both trust to clean them up more than anybody else. If you go the other way, Lindor, Vientos, Soto, now you're leaving it up to the majority of the time Alonso, Nimmo, Alvarez. I'd rather have my bullets with Vientos following Soto and Lindor. So that's why. And what I was thinking about there is maybe having Pete too. Lindor, Pete, Soto, Vientos.
I don't like
Nimmo
being the two hole at all.
Me neither.
I've seen that a few times. Every time I see it, I'm like, that's just not it for me. I don't like that at all.
I can't run. Remember,
I don't like strikes out.
Theoretically, you've been getting him a lot of fastballs. I don't know. I know what. I don't think it's the worst thing. I think you either have to have Soto or Pete second in the order because I don't want it to be.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Endure Vientos Soto and then have it cleaned up by Pete and Nimmo because I don't trust them. So those three guys at the top of the order can be doing the damage and then Pete can struggle or Nimmo can struggle. I'd much rather have the Vientos being the guy that, okay, pressurized spot. Soto just walked after a Lindor double. Let's see Vientos clean it up.
Yeah, I get that. And I really like Vientos. I don't think that there's a bad way with that. The only thing that I deem as bad or something I would never do would put Pete to. You know, again, I like my best hitter third. I'm old school with that. I admit it. But Lindor, Vientos, Soto, Lindor, Soto, Vientos, I don't really think you could go wrong. The other thing is, no, I'm not putting Pete second. I cannot justify putting Pete second. I can't have Pete get up in the ninth inning against the closer before Soto gets up. I can't have that.
No way. Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I want Soto second. That's why I want to. You can't have that happen. So then in that case, I'd go, I have decided this after talking this out with you just now. I'm back to my original Lindor, Soto, Vientos. That's what I want.
Now,
I would go Lindor, Soto, Vientos, Nimmo, Alonso, just lefty-righty. And I do trust Nimmo to give a more quality at bat. We've been down there before. So that's what I would do. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they're going to want to hurt Pete like that and put him fifth, as crazy as that may seem.
Well, they dropped him around a little bit last year. He hit fifth and sixth. Did he hit sixth last year? I know he hit fifth a few times. Did he drop him to sixth at any point?
Going into the season, do you think that's a... Maybe they go Lindor... Maybe they just look at Pete differently than we do. Maybe they go Lindor, Soto, Pete, and have Nimmo 4 and Vientos 5. You could just flip-flop those two.
That's, you know what, Sal? They could do that. Again, I don't like it. It's more Alonso than Vientos, and I'm not looking for that if I'm a Mets. If I'm a Mets.
Yeah, no, I get it. No, I understand it. And either way, it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good top of the order to have. We got to go over the Yankees order, too. We just haven't done that nearly enough, especially without Giancarlo.
I tell you what we got to get into, and then maybe we'll do a little bit tomorrow. How long a runway are the Yanks giving Dominguez? Like, that's as important as where he hits, how we think he's going to do. How long? Like, if he's having a rough start?
Do they have a choice?
I don't think that they necessarily do. They might see it otherwise.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
The dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.